just go over
the game?
Yeah.
It's
through five and something innings.
Yeah. We the game itself, the way it played, we didn't play. Yeah, I mean, against them, they were so good, and you almost, for a team like us, we almost have to play near perfect, you know, to hang in there. And we made five errors, they hit the ball well. Logan pitched extremely well. Just every opportunity, but that's why they're a great baseball team. Every chance they had, they took advantage of.
And you're, forgive me, who?
This is Logan Medill.
Yeah. You guys didn't walk anybody through 6 minutes ago?
Yeah, I mean, we
they really made you, throw strikes.
Yeah.
How was that? I mean, are you used to...
I don't know, I just try to let them hit it and for us to make plays. So I won't let walks get me on easy because they're aggressive on the base pass.
Now I noticed that when you guys were on offense, their pitching, they were throwing pretty hard and it seemed like they had like a heavy fastball. I mean, you guys were taking big whacks and that ball just wasn't going anywhere.
Right, right. Their first, especially their first two kids that they brought in, I mean, they were both, and I didn't see a radar gun on them, but those guys were both in the, had to be in the mid to higher 80s, mid 80s for sure. Some of our guys just don't have the bat speed or the, strength yet to, drive those kind of balls. And, good pitching, beats good hitting sometimes. Yeah. So we're a good hitting team, and these guys today in Aruba the other night, that kid, but it's a little bit higher quality pitching than, some of these guys have seen in their whole baseball careers. So
is that, of course, when you only get four pool play games, you don't really get much of a chance to adjust to, some of these higher caliber teams. Does that make it a little bit frustrating when we may have figured these guys out right at the end of the game, and it's...
Nah, I'm not frustrated. What it tells me is we are good enough. We're good enough to compete, with anybody, in the United States, really anybody, even anybody in the world with Aruba. We hung in there against, both those teams, and everybody when we came out here said those are the two teams to beat. For us to, we can hang with them, but for us to beat them, we almost have to play perfect. We didn't play perfect against Aruba, and we didn't play perfect today either. So, and take advantage of every opportunity offensively. A couple times, we had bases loaded, no outs, and they turned a double. We didn't move the ball in that situation where we needed to, and, we just couldn't seem to get that key hit. We had guys on second base a couple times early in the game. We felt coming in, that was the only way we were going to be able to really hang with these guys, is shut them down early, which we did, a nice job. We just needed to get some runs to make, really put some put the pressure on them, and we just, yeah. So
at the plate, what was going through your mind, as those zeros are going up and no hits and
just, stay smooth and don't try to do too much. Just try to get on the barrel, something to play, start something.
What are your, as a player, what was your experience like this week?
It's a good experience, something I'll never forget. Just wish we could have gone to the playoffs, I guess.
2-2 is nothing to hang your head about.
Yeah.
Teams, 1 year we've had teams with 2-2 records. Get in. It's just the luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Right.
Why don't you give just an overview of the week in general?
It's been, obviously a for these kids a opportunity of a lifetime. Bangor, Maine, and you know, everybody here has been so great to us, and it was a great experience to come out here. We fought so many years, you know, to try to get to this level of play in Little League, and you know, we didn't get her done when we were 11 and 12, and we didn't get her done and when we were juniors, and to finally knock that door down and come out here and experience what a Little League World Series is all about was it was beyond my wild expectation. And it's been a great week. And
how many players do you have that can return next year?
Four.
So is it going to be a little bit of a?
Well, this is the end of my career as a baseball coach. So I don't know. It'll be the next coach. So So we've had, like I said, we've had these group of kids since they were a lot of them, nine or ten of them, since they were 9 and 10 years old. And they were on our first 9-10 All-Star team, and then finally to be able to come out here with them, you know, and play in the Senior Little League World Series with them is just, it's great. It's been a great thing.
You have anything else to add? Hey, you know, congratulations on getting this far.
Thanks.
Thousands of teams.
I know.
Want to be sitting here.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.